on the phone right now, I have Deputy Leader of Cheshire East Council, Councillor Craig Brown. Good morning, how are you?
Good morning, I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, so let's get into it then. So what are the local numbers like for coronavirus around Cheshire East, Craig?
Well, sadly, the number of confirmed cases has risen to 1,204 as of yesterday, but due to limited testing, the actual number is likely to be far higher than that. And also, sadly, 376 people have now died as a result of COVID-19 across the borough.
Oh, dear. Oh, I didn't expect you to say that today. Oh, wow. So, yesterday's announcement for these the easing of the lockdown, what have we got now then, Craig? Can you just remind us then? Is something about social bubbles, a small number of people in each garden, something like that? Where are we with it?
Yeah, so following the announcement, people can now meet with friends or family in groups of up to six, provided they meet outside, for example, in the garden or at a local park. But there is no longer any limit on the amount of time people can spend outdoors, either doing exercise or recreation. And, of course, they can also drive now to the park or to the beach, as long as they respect social distancing once they're there. Having said that, residents should still stay at home as much as possible to continue to protect themselves and others.
Well, when you say these social bubbles, well, we're calling it social bubbles, I don't know if that's the correct term or not, but when you get these six people together,
yeah.
So if I, for example, hypothetically, I'm friends with you, I will come to your garden and with six others, can I then go to my wife's six friends a day later?
Yes, so you can meet in groups of up to six people, you can meet in the garden, as you say, as long as continue to respect social distancing, and go around for a chat in the garden in the afternoon, or go for a barbecue even in the evening.
So you don't have to stick to the same six every time?
No, that's right.
Fantastic. Schools, let's get into that, and that's really confusing for me, because my other half, she works in a school in Staffordshire. They're going back on Monday. That's not the case round here, is it, Craig?
No, it isn't. So we've been in discussions with the Parent Carer Forum in Cheshire East, also head teacher representatives and Department for Education, and we're going to be phasing the reopening of schools from the 15th of June. So this is going to start with nursery-aged children and primary school reception classes on the 15th, and then following up by year one pupils from the 22nd and year six pupils from the 29th of June. However, head teachers do have the discretion to begin the return to school earlier than that, and if they wish to do so, Cheshire East Council will be supporting them to do that.
Where can parents find out all the latest, very latest details of how it's all going to work in schools and all that kind of stuff, and the dates that their particular school is going back?
They can go to our website, cheshireeast.gov.uk, or contact the school directly.
Superb. Well, I've lost my list now there for a second. Oh, yeah, there we are. I know where we are now. How is the people helping people going across Cheshire East?
It's fair to say that has been one positive to come out of a very difficult situation. So over 2,000 local residents have now registered as volunteers, and over 3,200 vulnerable residents have been supported or matched with a volunteer. And in addition, nearly 3,000 residents have been helped through our shielding hub, and we've delivered around 250 emergency food parcels. If residents are interested to know more about that scheme, again, details at cheshireeast.gov.uk/people helping people.
Forgive me for bouncing around these questions a little bit, because I just did lose my list, but I've got my list back now, so I know where we were. So apologies for that, Craig. Going back to the 1st of June, which is this coming Monday, I believe yeah. There are some shops, do I call them shops, car showrooms and the like, that are opening on Monday, and then some on the 15th of June, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So as you say, car showrooms reopen from Monday, and also outdoor markets. And then the non-essential retailers, from your local independents to department stores, from the 15th of June. As people be aware, garden centres have already started to reopen, and some DIY chains. And here in Cheshire East, we've taken steps to reopen the outdoor markets. So Congleton will reopen on the 2nd of June. Crewe on the 5th of June and Macclesfield on the 8th of June. And we've also been in discussion with the National Trust and are expecting Tatton Park to reopen on Wednesday the 3rd.
Whoa, that's breaking news, that is. That's fantastic. I know a lot of people on my social media pages here at Silt 106.9 keep posting pictures from last year when they were at Tatton Park going, oh, we want to go back. So that's really good news. Have you got any details on Track and Trace, by the way, while I've got you on the phone? Is that going all right? Is it around Cheshire East or?
Yeah, so government have announced an additional £300 million nationwide to support test and trace and develop tailored outbreak control plans. We're not actually leading on that as a council. It's the Cheshire Local Resilience Forum to our partners in Cheshire West and beyond us are leading on that.
Oh, fantastic. OK. Is there anything else you want to talk about, Craig, while I've got you on the phone?
Just a couple of things, thank you. So we've distributed £76 million in business support grants now. Over 86% of eligible businesses have received that payment. But we do recognise that some businesses weren't eligible under the initial criteria. So we're launching as of Monday a further £4.3 million discretionary fund to support small businesses. And that's going to be open to businesses with fewer than 50 employees. Who can demonstrate a fall in income due to the pandemic, but are not eligible for any other form of government grant. So we hope that's going to be in place to help support those businesses. And then also we've just received additional funding of £300,000 to from the Reopening High Street Safely Fund, which is designed to help introduce safety measures to help customers return to the high street. So that might be things like widening footways to help with social distancing or adjusting traffic restrictions, that kind of thing.
Widening footways. You've given a lot of thought to this. I never thought of that. What a great idea that is.
Yeah, it's as I say, to help with social distancing if there's a narrow footway, and obviously the shops are reopening with social distancing in place, so people need to be able to be spaced out sufficiently on the footway, but also for other people to walk past them as well. So that's one of the things that we're looking at.
Oh, brilliant. Just one more thing before I let you disappear. I've just had a text in from Michael over in Crewe, who just wants to know about the things he's seen on the telly, which involves the local lockdown, regional lockdowns, if indeed that happens. Do you hear anything about that at the moment?
Yeah, so it really goes back to what I was saying about the Local Resilience Forum earlier. So that's how it's going to be managed, but we're really still waiting for government guidance on how it might work in practice. But we'll be working with our health partners and also taking advice from Public Health England on it.
Fabulous. Councillor Craig Brown, I'm sorry that we bounced around the questions a little bit because I did lose my list of questions, but we got through there. Thank you very much for your time.
No problem, my pleasure.
Thank you very much for your time and enjoy the nice weather this weekend as well.
Have a good weekend. Take care.